Wow.
The reason I was calling, Bob, is the caller before Mr. Foley mentioned Seth Grossman and how he's sort of like been left out there on his own.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, the Atlantic County Republicans, while I have a lot of respect for their leadership, they haven't had such a great track record lately. I mean, let's all remember Will Pauls and Bob McDevitt,
yeah,
where that ended up. Let's remember Jim Curcio and Joe Cafaro, where that ended up.
Yeah.
And then let's remember Hirsch Singh, where that ended up.
Oh, yeah, that was a disaster. Yeah, that was. Yeah.
So, Seth Grossman, my message to him is the voters of Atlantic County are not stupid. They don't just follow the party bosses and they don't just do what they're told.
Uh-huh.
They vote what they're, you know, what is basically best for them. So, and remember, if you look at Trump's candidacy, it really is a lot like Seth Grossman's candidacy. No one wants to admit that they're voting for him.
Uh-huh.
For some reason, I don't know why. I guess it's taboo, but I'm admitting it. I am voting for him. And the fact of the matter is nobody wanted to admit that they were voting for Trump either, but he got elected.
Yeah, he did. Yes, he did. Wow. Yeah.
And I'm here to say I think Seth Grossman is a very good shot at getting elected.
Well, no one gave him a chance of winning the primary, for God's sake.
That's exactly right. But that goes back to my point, Bob, that the voters of Atlantic County are not stupid people. They see through the farce. They see through candidates that really are just shills for money for the organization and not any substance. Seth really is a candidate of substance. I mean, and he's been around a very long time. He's very knowledgeable.
Well, the Jeff Andrew has refused to do the debate here on WOND. So
oh, I'm sorry to hear that, because this would be the greatest venue for him to do it on, because they would receive the most listenership in Atlantic County by doing it on WOND.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's refused to do that. So Jeff Andrew refused to debate Grossman here.
I have a serious question. Has anyone noticed that Frank Lopiondo and Chris Brown and Frank Formica and the chairman of the Republican Party in Atlantic County all are supporting Van Drew over Seth Grossman?
I don't know that I can say that, but I could say the support for Seth Grossman is certainly absent from those people.
Not one of them has said a word.
No, they haven't. No, they haven't.
So then, to me, that sounds like support for the other candidate.
Yeah, it does. It really does, because they haven't come out.
Whether it's pronounced or not, it's de facto support for the other candidate.
Yeah. Yeah, they all walked away from Seth, and that doesn't seem fair to the guy that actually won the primary.
That also gives me more reason to have faith in Seth Grossman as a politician. He can't get along with those guys. He's the man for me.
Yeah, he certainly, it sounds that way, doesn't it? It certainly is.
It's, I haven't seen much about him or heard anything on talk radio in the form of advertisements, and I think that he's afraid that he's going to have to answer some questions about his support for the different Democratic Party platforms and the people in Congress. And I think he thinks if he just shuts up and stays on the sideline that and he doesn't answer those pointed questions, he'll get by. And also by engaging with Seth or even speaking about him, he's bringing more attention to Seth than he would have otherwise.
It's unfortunate, and, you know, he absolutely refused to debate right here on WOND, do one of those pinky debates where you ask your opponent questions, because I believe you're absolutely right. He was afraid of the questions he would be asked. If you're going to run for that office, you got to have guts enough to put your butt on the line. If you don't have guts enough to do that, you shouldn't open the door. Of course, you have to remember in politics, we elect some people that, let's just say, I don't have much confidence in.
You know, I was always a big fan of Seth Grossman.
Yeah.
And I've been following his what he's been up to since quite a while now. And I'm always in agreement with positions he takes.
Yeah.
But he never seems to get anywhere. You know, his stuff about unfunded mandates and the state Supreme Court doing illegal things and the illegality of the what was that deal with everyone in Atlantic City where
the pilot program. Yeah.
Everything he comes out with against these things, he's measured and he's articulate and he's right. And not one thing has gone his way.
No.
And when I find that Seth Grossman's on the same side of something as I am, I start to worry.
Well,
and it's a shame because, you know, he's actually right about all those things, but he's never been able to prevail. And I wonder if it's the way he goes about things, or is it just, you know, it wouldn't matter how he went about it. The entrenched politicians are bound to get their things the way they want them.
It's the entrenched politicians is exactly what it is.
Hey, you know, can you say that Seth Gross was a good man? I've been there with a Liberty and Prosperity. Uh-huh. And he speaks the truth, but nothing gets done because politicians know that most of the people won't do nothing.
Well, the other side, you know, too, is that the hierarchy doesn't like him. It's that simple, you know?
Yeah, well, he might get into their corruption. Seth is a history. He knows a lot about history, and the quickest way to destroy a nation is overtaxing his people, and always ends up resorting to the violence to correct it.
Yeah.
And he's running maybe to help maybe prevent it because he really cares about the state of New Jersey. You know, it really angers me and makes me want to throw up that these people who claim to be Democrats are no, they're not Democrats. The Antifa in them and then throwing human waste on a building. I mean, they're a disgrace. They're not any party at all except the evil.
Yeah.
I mean, I was a John F. Kennedy Democrat, and I never anything like that entered my mind like these evil people are doing and they're claiming to be Democrats. What, are you kidding me?
Yeah. They're not
a waste.
They're just rabble rousers is all they really are.
Aren't they? Seth Grossman knows that. Sooner or later, it's going to come to an all-out rebellion because people are getting fed up. People are losing their homes because they can't pay their property taxes. People on fixed income, people lived in their 30s, 35 years, and they're losing their homes because they keep raising the taxes on them.